how did you come to get involved with the project? Going back, I suppose, to, was this right out of college?
I was in college, and I had a job that was intertwined with my college effort, and a company moved into town out of nowhere. It was Aerojet General Corporation, and they did some surveys of an area outside of Sacramento that was former gold mining property. By the gold mining process, it turned it into absolutely useless rock piles. And this company moved in and made a great place to test very large rocket engines, because there were no neighbors, and all you were doing was disturbing the rock piles and coyotes and gophers that lived there.
And what school was that? What were you in at the time?
Sacramento State. And Sacramento became state while I was there. And I did not receive a formal degree from them. I had to quit and raise my family of four children and a wife. And hung on best I could, but I had to quit without a degree.
Were you recruited by the company, or how did you come to, did you approach them?
I was recruited by Aerojet General. My wife was in the hospital having one of our children. The other person in the room was a representative from Aerojet General Corporation, and I was otherwise employed. But he said, come on over to Aerojet, put in an application, tell them that you had some specific skills. Put me to work as an engineering aide, which was flattering to me since I didn't have a degree in engineering. And I was assigned projects, do this, do that kind of things, and was able to do some of the designs and documentation for parts that were generally in support of the rocket engine testing procedures. I did not design rocket engines. I designed equipment that was made to test the various components of rocket engine.
For context, I guess, because we're 50 years down the line, where was aerospace technology at the time? Was this like a fledgling science, or was it like...
Well, the thing that really kicked it off was the Russians launched a craft called Sputnik, and that little beeper Sputnik orbiting around the Earth put the fear of God in all the engineering people in the United States, because we knew they were ahead of us, no doubt about it. And a lot of the engineering world started, you know, cooperating and as a general effort nationally to do our best to improve our science capability. And I was able to get on the ground floor in that environment.
So the space race was sort of looming large.
Oh yes, very large. Pictures of that little Sputnik up there beeping, and we had barely intermediate rocket engine capability. We didn't have any ICBMs. The best thing we had was something called Redstone, which was, you know, from one state to another, that was their capability. They couldn't go that far. So we were behind, and I was lucky enough to get in on the effort it took to try and catch up.
So what was the feeling like then when you were approached by this man, or you spoke with him in the hospital? And I mean,
I was delighted. I wanted to get in on that, and I've always been building things. I have a home workshop. What are some of the things I built? I built
built an ultralight?
I built several aircraft in there, as a matter of fact, yes. And I built...
submarine?
The submarine and the trailer that it took to haul the submarine.
When the actual trip was underway, what were you doing as they were, you know, going up into the atmosphere and beyond? I mean, were you watching this on a monitor somewhere? And what was the feeling like?
No, I gathered Carol and her sister and her two brothers together on my boat. We had a boat on the waterfront of Merritt Island, and we motored out as close as we were able to get on adjacent waterways and watched that launch. And so Carol can say she watched the Apollo 11 take off.
Yeah, and what's, Carol, what was your memory of that?
I honestly don't have a whole lot of memory of it, but I was pretty little, but what I do remember is how the ground shook in the water.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know, you were in the water and you could still feel it shaking.
Yeah.
Were there some nerves associated with that when the launch was actually taking place?
No, we were safe distance.
But I mean, for the people on board, even like just that it would go off well, were you at all nervous?
Concerned. We didn't want to see any on the pad problems. You know, there could have been some real serious problems.
When you're talking about running tests and making sure that you know, you're getting a signal to these rocket engines, and I mean, what are the stakes when things go bad?
There was some risk. The propellants were very dangerous. Liquid oxygen, of course, was very dangerous. It could burn you or freeze part of your body on contact. So you had to be very careful with that. The fuel was JP4, it was kerosene-like fuel, liquid fuel. It was not nearly as dangerous as the liquid oxygen, but it was still flammable. No smoking, or we had to really watch out for even the smallest spark, because if that kicked off, it would burn the test stand and whoever was on it.
So I mean, the whole experience working on this whole thing, do you count it among the more exciting things? You've obviously lived a long life. Do you count it among the more exciting things you've been a part of?
Oh yes, it was a great honor for me to be in on that program.